love the Lord tonight? Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Amen. Sure appreciate you. And Thursday night, so he didn't have enough time. I guess we had Wednesday night back then. But on Sunday, we didn't have anybody. So that's just, I really appreciate musicians that the Lord has given us. Amen. Amen. Glorify God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer before we go to the reverence, Lord, as we know how. Knowing, dear God, that, Lord, the importance of our standing behind this sacred desk. And in chapter 8, begin at verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and whenever abideth not in the house, that means the family, forever, but the son of, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen. If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. You may be seated. I'd like to just title this tonight, Ye Shall Know the Truth. Ye shall know Abraham that Sarah was going to bear a son, and that they would call his name Isaac. And he says, and I will establish my covenant with him, an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And then, of course, Abraham, 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But scriptures I'm referring to here, the Jews knew these scriptures. And they were saying they were children of Abraham. He did say, and at this point in time, the disciples didn't even understand this just yet, but he's telling them spiritually, you are not of Abraham. So if a serpent seed, understand that, then you know that the Bible even says that from Isaac, he begat by the Esau, he had no place in his heart for God. And so Abraham, but he was not a spiritual seed of Abraham. If you were Abraham was your father, then you would do like Abraham. But ye seek to kill spiritual lineage they were of. And they didn't want to know the truth. The truth had no part in them. But the truth had part in the disciples. He didn't say a way, I'm a way. He said, I'm the way, meaning the only way. The truth. He was the personage of the truth. We know whatever their way of worship is or whatever their way of serving God is, that God accepts it. And we know that God don't accept everything. And when they base their Christ, just to say truth, becoming actually we, as we become part within Christ, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So now, Son and Holy Ghost and these three are one. Because it'll also quicken this mortal body. Amen. I believe we've already been quickened. I believe we've been quickened to a life in of ones who have walked away and left the message for years. And we even had preachers in the message for, they were quickened to something, but it wasn't to the truth. And they didn't know whether this message is right or not, because the Spirit of Truth teaches you that it is right. We're not looking for another way. There's only one way. What a wagon wheel looks like. And it said it all starts out here at the rim, and it's got all these spokes that come in, but they all go to the same hub. And said that's the way that we are. We might believe a little different, come from a little different church, come from a different denomination, but we're all going to the same place. Well, that's many ways. Because they're putting the way as being the spokes. So there's a Baptist way, a Pentecostal way. Jesus said, I am the way. The only way. An arrow of God's deliverance, Brother Bram said, God loves the truth. To know the truth. Christ is the truth. The Holy Ghost. So you're free from the bondage of this corrupt world. You're free from the bondage of course we live in it. But once you have the Holy Ghost, you've got something in you to help you overcome that. All the demons of hell. Why? Because we got the Spirit of Truth residing in us, the Holy Ghost. For maybe sometime prostitutes, drunkards, and so forth, it's hard. When you see that, friends, but what's truth is truth. Truth either binds or he let them know the truth. He was introducing himself, the truth, to them. Receive it. To come face to face with the truth sets free or binds you. There are many people who claim to believe the message, but when it comes down to the truth of the message, they don't believe it. If they believed it, our church would be full. Hey, that's right, brother. Way. And I preached a message, shall the Son of Man find faith when he comes. And that word faith there isn't talking about your faith or your believing, but it's talking about the faith. Shall he find those still residing in the faith? Yes, he shall, because there are those that are predestinated for it. Predestinated for this truth. Amen. Predestinated them he called. Is that right? I'm glad that we received the call. Stand. Amen. And I believe there's a people that are going to stand with the truth. Meant to fall away. Just like there was a multitude following Jesus. But when he began to say, except you drink the blood and eat the flesh of the Son of Man, you have no life in you. They didn't understand the statement. And when all of them had walked away, and it's actually because they didn't understand it no more than the multitude that walked away from it. Peter said, where can we go? Thou alone. No, thou alone has the words of life. Where else could we go? And you got confidence in whose voice that really is. Then you know that, look, maybe I don't understand it, but there is a time coming I will. Have a few dozen come up here in the prayer line. God wouldn't let me tell you part truth and not the rest of it truth. He wouldn't hear in a vindication that he, through his grace, might come down on me. Listen, friends, every minister of God, and I, if that ain't happening here, then we need to find out what the problem is and get that happening here. Our character is supposed to be growing, not standing still. But in other words, we are to be from last year. Say, how do you know? Look at the trials that you came through. He allowed you to come through them. I don't know, however long it takes. How many times do I have to? We throughout our lives, there has been some things that we faced and we overcome it the first time with it. And so we come around, we have to face it again in another situation. Same thing. And we'll keep on facing it until we overcome it. Handle and vindicate his presence with you. He isn't dead, he isn't in the grave, neither is he on the cross. But he's with you, even in you, and will be until the end of the age. Just go on to this next quote that I have here to explain what I'm going to try to get across. Oh, it knocked some of you Protestants in the head, but a man that's got a little bit of grace about him, know a little bit about the Bible, he will shun and walk away. That's right. Its allure is black to him. He know there's nothing to that. All that stuff that they teach, there's no scripture to it. Now and then they hit a little bit. Right, the first one, Satan talking to Eve, he told a lot of truth. He had a lot of truth. Ruined the whole generation, the whole creation. Just because people can quote the message don't mean they have the truth. He's at the garden. Yes, except the tree of knowledge. And he said, for in that day you eat thereof, that day you shall die. And he says, you shall not surely die. There's where it comes in. You shall not. Then see him go off, way off into left field somewhere. I want to jump ahead of myself here, but I want to hold back too. In the seal of Christ, Brother Adam says, there you are. She danced across the floor and she forgot I was even standing there, and she got so lost in that song, this little, some kind of a little old song. And then she said, oh, and Dr. Brown's little group, fine church there in the city, and said, hey, Billy. And I said, uh-huh. He said, I hear your congregation holds up pretty good. I said, yes, by the grace of God. As far as it goes, said, you know what? I sent out thousands of cards and asked people for 6 months in the year that would let them miss every, that would let, I said, you know what? I told him this story. Do you see this little old girl down here dancing across the floor with no clothes on, hardly hollering, toddly-dee, doodly-dee, doodly-dee like that? Wildcat thing ever, what was it was? I said, you think she got out the radio and threw it or kissed him on the radio and said, goodbye, dearie. I'll see you at the old briar patch, whatever it was over there at night. I said, do you think Mr. Mike Mitchell will have to make her sign a card, church members down to the altar and let them pray through till the Holy Ghost sets their souls on fire. God's in their heart. God goes to church. Go to church so they believe the message. Maybe make their annual journey up to Jeffersonville every Easter. If God's in your heart, God goes to church. That's where we ought to be, is in church when there's church. open. But what has our services become? Has our services become something that we say, well, you know, that's just some dirt? Friends, we're trying to get ready to get out of here. You know, something like that. I understand that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're able and you don't. People say Brother Branham preached something that brought out where once he had come, then no longer you got to go to church, just sit at home listening to tapes. People say, well, you got to know the differences. I've heard people say, you got to know the difference when sometimes he was talking to the bride and other times he was talking to God in their heart. God goes to church. He loves to worship. Amen. I remember I went to a special meeting one time, and it was down here in Tennessee. Where it was, there was a pastor from another place that had come and out. To buy me to keep me from worshiping. And I knew what he believed, but I had to push on through that. You know why? Because God loves to worship. So I don't get where these churches say they believe the message and they think if you really get to worshiping. That same minister talked to me one time. Clearly says, God's in your heart. God goes to church. He loves to worship. He talks about you going to church. He talks about having a home church, not bouncing from church to church. There's some that bounce from church to church. They go from this one to that one, and they never settle down really anywhere. You know why? Because they don't want to support nothing. That's right. You'd think they were millionaires. So attendance is one of the ways of supporting the church. Like I said, I'm preventing you. I've been there myself. And Brother Branham in one place was talking about he'd come in from Arizona and come back into Jeffersonville. And he was feeling sick. And he was feeling sick at his stomach. And he thought maybe about not going to the service that night. He said, it wouldn't have made me lost. He said, I didn't feel good. My stomach went anyway. And he said, I didn't do it because I thought I'd be lost if I didn't go. The aisle, because of back problems. Get me up here where I can hang on to this desk here and preach. Got a chair up here from where the injuries in my foot and different things, and then having that on that and preach. I remember one time when I had my foot in a cast, come down here and I'd have you. But there has been times when I was sick and couldn't come. And I understand. Look, when it comes down to it, whether I'm able to make it or not, it's between me and God. God knows. God knows if I about you too. He knows it about each one of us. Amen. And then they were, then I didn't see them for a long time. And I come back. I've been wanting to come. If you wanted to come, you'd come. And they'd tell me what was going on in their life and what was doing and all that, you know, and the other. And I'd think, well, you know what? Maybe I'll excuse you, but will God? Because God knows the truth. I just have to take your word for it. But serious hour. I believe we're coming down. We're getting close, you know, and warfare. And now he's thinking about he's gonna worry about what's going to go on there. I'm not worried about it. Whatever's supposed to They're not the one that's got the bomb that says USA on it. So I'm not worried about them. Lets me know we're at the end time. So it lets me know the seriousness of the hour. And if it's the seriousness of the hour, then what we ought to have our focus on is getting out of here. What we ought to have our focus on is, Lord, what am I, where am I lacking? What do I need? Because, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to leave you with that. Amen. I ask you to remember me in prayer. I turned my truck into the body shop on Monday. And if they get it done, well, I've got to make a trip back up to Ohio for some things. Everything you do as a couple, it's pretty hard when it comes down to where it's all just on you all of a sudden. You wouldn't believe all the different things you got to do to get to, you got things in two names, car in his name and house in both their names, and then new house they're getting was in both their names, and so all that's got to get changed, and there's hoops you got to jump through and money you got to give out. Everybody all night and go back up there. If they don't get my truck gun tomorrow, then it won't be, or then.
Everyone standing. Sing, Where Could I Go?
Where could I go to seek a refuge for my soul? I need